This is Mike Field. You're listening to CKVS FM 93.7, voice of the Shoe Swap.
And I'm Richard Sevigny. Welcome to another edition of Live in the Shoe Swap. This week, featuring that globe-trotting songwriter and trumpeter, Mike Field, who once again chose Salmon Arm as a starting point for another world tour. Let's start the show with the title track of the album that kicked off that last tour, Attic Jump.
Thank you. So having had a second listen to all the stuff that you do now, one comment I'm going to make is, it sounds like you've drank really, really deep from the well of Louis Armstrong.
Yeah.
Because you really have that vibe. Do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, well, Louis Armstrong is the reason I am playing this type of music. So there's no doubt that I think that he was awesome. Not just his playing, but his whole vibe, because he was just so happy on stage, and he played music that made people happy. Yes. You know, he could of course do slow ballads and that sort of thing and play them really beautifully. But you know, you watch him, and he's just always so happy, and he's laughing, right? And that is, I mean, I think life is too short to take it so seriously, so it's important to just have fun. And if I can help communicate that through music, then great. And that's definitely the underlying tone for my music, I find. You know, when I write it, I want it to be happy. I want it to be uplifting and energetic. And Louis Armstrong would be someone that I could turn to for inspiration if I need it.
Right.
A lot of jazz players don't have that vibe. Not that it's bad, but it's just a lot of jazz players don't have that vibe. You know, Chet Baker would be like really smooth and cool. You know, Miles Davis would do that too. But then also, like, some guys get like really crazy and really energetic. Yes, but not on the happy side. Just really energetic, right, and manic and that sort of thing. So. Yeah, so I'd say that Louis Armstrong is like he's the happy, positive inspiration for what I do.
The first song and the second set, right now the name falls out of my head, but I thought I was hearing some Herb Albert in that.
Yeah. People have definitely said that before, yeah. I listened to Herb Albert kind of tangentially, like on the side, and you know, he'd be playing in the background when I'm doing something else, and that somehow made its way into what I do. I think also because I came from a classical background, I use a lot of classical lines in my playing,
right,
and that kind of translates really well into the sort of thing that Herb Alpert would do, and I think that's one of the reasons why people make that connection.
A couple of years ago, I had the great fortune of playing on the island of Madeira, and that's a Portuguese island off the coast of Morocco in the middle of the Atlantic. And by the way, some of you might have heard these stories, a few of the stories from last year. I will tell some from last year and some new ones as well. But for those of you who haven't heard this one, so I'm in Madeira, and I got to play at this wonderful jazz club that's right on the coast, and we were doing two nights, and after one of the concerts, this guy came up to me, and he was like, "Mike, that was amazing. Hey, listen, I'm a pilot, and if you tell me which airline you're flying out on, then, you know, who knows, maybe I'll be able to help you out." And I'm like, "What? Like, what do you say to that when a pilot says to give you your flight details?" So anyway, I'm like, "Okay, fine." So I sent him my flight info, and then totally forgot about it. A week later, I'm sitting on the airplane in my seat, and we're about to start taxiing down the runway, and the stewardess comes up to me and is like, "Mr. Field?" I'm like, "Yes. Would you like to come sit in the cockpit for this entire flight?" And I'm like, "What? Yes, of course I would." It was like a massive 727, like, jet. This thing is huge, and I'm sitting front row seats for the most amazing takeoff that you can imagine off an island, a volcanic island in the middle of the Atlantic. Like, it was phenomenal. And so there we are, and he's like showing me how to like fly the plane and all that stuff. It's just like a bus, right? It's just like that. And he's like, "Hi." And then we come in over Lisbon and get this wonderful view of the city before landing there. And such an unexpectedly amazing experience. And from that was inspired a tune that was released on our new album. And this is called Autopilot.
Thank you.
Thanks.